Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Lincoln.
Netflix.
Netflix, and you want to chill?
Yeah.
Get them pants off. Get them pants off.
We watched some Netflix movies because, you know what, Kyle? I'm not going to lie. I kind of like our segment now where we just do Netflix movies.
Is this a segment?
It's a new segment.
I feel like we've gotten lazy.
Netflix and chill.
I don't think it's lazy. Netflix and chill.
I don't think it's lazy necessarily because the Netflix movies are real movies.
Rentals are just becoming Netflix, basically.
Yeah, but...
They're not all real movies.
Well, so the interesting thing about the thing I watched is that it is a real movie that came out in 2017.
Okay.
But then Netflix bought the rights to release it through their platform.
Was it the Cloverfield Paradox?
It's not the Cloverfield Paradox.
Was it Bird Box?
No. I watched The Unicorn Shop.
Okay.
By Brie Larson.
Okay.
And I liked it a lot.
You're just a Brie Larson kick
lately. Yeah, I'm just on a weird Brie Larson kick. I liked it a lot. This movie has very mixed reviews. Very mixed reviews. But I know why. The Unicorn Shop is a whimsical...
It's because you use the word whimsical. That's why it's getting mixed
very
reviews.
Very whimsical.
Whimsical.
It is a movie where the main character is a manic pixie dream girl to, like, crank to 11. So think of a manic pixie. Let's say, like, Ramona Flowers. Imagine, like, a Ramona Flowers, like, cranked to 20. That's kind of what Brie Larson's character is. It's a character that she is the human embodiment of if you took My Little Pony and Rainbow Bright and then you just mashed them together with Play-Doh.
Why would you mash them with Play-Doh?
Because Play-Doh's colorful.
It's just going to be two separate things with Play-Doh in between.
She is...
It's not a good analogy at all.
She's basically a kid in an adult's body.
Okay, and I'm glad you clarified because I'm like, Brie Larson's not a kid.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The thing with the movie and why it's so fucking over the top because of how comical her character is of being obsessed with all this stuff when she's in her 30s. It's very humorous. It reminds me of like Juno. I really get kind of like the Juno.
I like Juno.
It's an over the top. Everything's a metaphor in the movie. That's also another thing that I think that people aren't understanding is that
it's too smart for him. Indeed.
I'm not saying it's too smart.
You are. It's metaphors that they don't understand. That's...
No. Okay, let me explain. Because if you take the movie, this is a movie that to me you can't take as what you're seeing is... God, this sounds super pretentious.
It is. You are pretentious.
I know, but this movie is kind of pretentious.
Well, you like it.
You can't watch the movie like you'd watch The Departed. Because with The Departed, huh?
It's a great movie.
No, I'm not shitting on The Departed. I'm just saying that with The Departed, there's no like deeper meaning to things that happen. It's guys killing people and stuff happening.
Spoiler.
But with The Unicorn Shop, the movie is about Brie Larson. Spoiler for Unicorn Shop. The movie is about Brie Larson. She's a failed artist, and she has to live with her parents again. Like, she fails out of art school.
Seems relatable to somebody in this room.
So she's with her parents, and she has to get a job at, like, an office, and she doesn't want to. But she's trying to make the best of it. And at the office, it's a movie about when you struggle with identity, because the whole thing is with her struggling with... The unicorn is the metaphor of her identity. Because in the movie, and it's all literal in the movie, she gets... like a Willy Wonka note from Samuel L. Jackson, who's a wizard.
Of course it's Samuel L. Jackson.
So it's Samuel L. Jackson.
Of course.
If I tell you, like, here's the plot, and you're going to understand why people don't like it, because of the plot I'm about to tell you. This is what the movie's about. Brie Larson is Rainbow Dash, the pony, in a human form, who fails out of art school and moves at home and goes into an office. And one day she gets a Willy Wonka letter from Samuel Jackson, who's a multicolored wizard with sparkles in his hair, who tells her that if she builds a barn, that she can get a unicorn. So then she builds a barn with her friend who works at an appliance store, and then she gets a unicorn. That's what the movie's about.
That's it?
Yes and no. So that plot
that
right there.
Terrible.
The thing is, and I know, and that sounds fucking terrible, right?
Yes.
But it's good.
Okay.
Because of like all of the things that everything in the movie represents something. And when you think of it that way, it's great.
So it's Field of Dreams.
Yes.
Did you know there's a Field of Dreams 2? It was a short.
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
Never knew this existed.
I think that this is going to sound really pretentious, but I don't really care. I think that it depends on your personality if you're going to like this movie and thing. Because
so what type of personality wouldn't like it, Lincoln?
I think the personality...
Call him out if you're going to call him out.
If I'm going to call him out, if you don't... Fuck. If you're just like... Dude bros are not going to like this. If you're a dude bro, don't watch this.
I'm going to guess dude bros don't listen to us.
Yeah, if you're a dude that like you're just like, yeah, I can't wait for the new Why would a Marvel dude bro movie?
Watch a unicorn movie?
I don't know. Because their girlfriend... Because he goes over, he's like, hey, babe, what you want to watch, bro? And she's like, oh, what's up, Jay? I just want to watch this movie called Unicorn. It's got Brie Larson. I love Brie Larson. He's like, oh, sick. I can hit the Cheetos, get some Miller Lite.
And
pop
you can
some
suck
cat.
My dick.
And you can suck my cock while we watch it. Those kind of dudes are going to hate this fucking movie.
Are you sure? Because those kind of dudes, a lot of them like My Little Pony.
Not it. See, the brony, there's been a fall of the bronies. I don't know if you know that.
Good.
It's over.
Good.
Bronies, the stock has crashed.
It should have never been a thing. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It's like they a just weird. Fuck ponies.
It's a weird pedo ring.
I don't know. So that kind of person, you're not gonna like the movie. You're gonna say like, oh fuck, that was gay. It was fucking gay as shit. That's what they're gonna say to this movie.
Okay,
dude bros are gonna say that. But because the movie like resonated with me, because I think if you've ever struggled with two things, one, if you've ever struggled with identity in yourself, and if you've ever struggled with kind of trying to be complacent in life as opposed to chasing your dreams. It's a metaphor for both of those. That's kind of what like the unicorn is.
Okay.
Because like personally, I identified it from how I think in the last, and for like everybody in their fucking 20s, I think we go through this of like struggling with like my identity. And for a while, I was trying to be like a person that I wasn't, of where personally, I thought if I'm trying to be interested in this thing, then I shouldn't be interested in this other thing that I used to be interested in, because like this thing that I'm interested in now is kind of serious, and that stuff that I was into isn't serious. So like I can't, if I want to be a serious guy.
You're just justifying your toy collection.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, no, it has to do with that, because it's like for the longest time, in the last like 3 years or so, I've kind of just been okay with who I am now. About that, I don't really care that I'm gonna like fucking anime and I'm gonna want to collect toys and I read comic books and like that, and that's okay because that's who I am. For the longest time, I struggled with that of repressing shit that I liked because I wanted to be like serious, and I just don't care anymore. And I think that I think the reason why I liked the movie so much was because I identified with their character a lot. Of she tries to push away what she actually enjoys and the person that she is to try to fit in with the kind of office society. And I don't know, it really resonated with me. I liked it a lot in that aspect. I liked it in the aspect of also kind of interests that you have pushing them away because things that you do, not necessarily interests, but like being an artist, pushing that away because you're trying to do something else that's not correlated to it, and how that's not how you should do it. And yeah, the unicorn, which she, at the end of the movie, she gets the unicorn because she shows...
What does she do with the unicorn?
She doesn't do anything with the unicorn because she gives the unicorn up. Because Samuel Jackson says, basically there's kind of like a cue for the unicorn. So it's Brie Larson's turn to get it, but there's someone right behind her. So, like, if she didn't get there in time, then the person behind her would get the unicorn. She sees the unicorn and understands that she doesn't need it, and that other people probably need this unicorn more than her. So she passes on the unicorn for the girl that was waiting to get it. And then, you know, basically continues her life being the person that she was when she was trying to get the unicorn. I know that this movie does not sound good.
No, it does when you describe it that
way. When I describe it that way, yes. But if you are taking this from just a literal, what you're watching kind of standpoint, you're probably not going to like it. So I think that if you go into it understanding that and you kind of resonate in some capacity with what the movie's displaying, it's a great movie. And I really, really liked it. It was a very strong performance from Brie Larson. Samuel L. Jackson was fine in it.
It's a weird thing to say.
There's a character because there's kind of a love story that starts between her and he works at like Lowe's, basically. I thought that was great. I thought he was a great actor. There's this side plot where that her boss, well, he's like the vice president of the company that she's working for in the temp agency. It's like a weird like sexual harassment side plot, which was kind of weird, but I get it because this movie has so much going on when it comes to like thematic metaphors that I think that that was just a metaphor for like sexuality. And then there's also, this is going to sound weird, but I've seen other people kind of comment on it as well. I think her character has autism. And I hope that that was the intent, because I thought it was very well done. Because people that are autistic that have watched the movie have really identified with the main character in things that she thinks of and how that she acts. And it makes me think of movies like Power Rangers, where they'd shoehorn the autistic.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was not well done.
No.
And I think if that was the point in this movie, to have her be autistic, I think that that was very good. Because it seems that people that are on the spectrum have resonated very highly and really like her performance. So all in all, it was a great movie to me. It was fun. It was humorous. It had, like Juno, it was that kind of comedy throughout. There's a part where that she goes with her parents on like a camping trip, and it's very fun. It's very dry. It's like a storybook movie. I don't know. I really, really liked it. A lot of people don't. But I, for one, really liked it.
What do you want to give it?
That's my TED Talk. I'm gonna give it.
Aren't TED Talks gone the way of bronies?
I'm gonna give it a 7.5.
TED Talks are just memes now. Are they even real?
Yeah, they're real. It's just that you don't have to have credentials to do them anymore. That's the thing.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah.
We should do one.
We probably could.
I don't know why we do it about.
Because they do the TEDx ones, and you can go to Indy. I think as long as you come prepared, you can do one.
What do we want to do it about?
X-Men.
Okay.
So I'll do a TED Talk on X-Men.
William, you should wait till Dark Phoenix comes up.
Fuck. Okay.
That means, you know, the more I see that trailer, the worse it gets.
Oh, it's going to be fucking terrible.
It looks so boring.
It looks boring, and again, you can't have a Dark Phoenix movie when we haven't had, like, Jean Grey be...
We haven't had a real...
Anything!
We haven't explain what the Phoenix is at all.
Well, there's that, and also the downfall of Jean Grey is so heartbreaking because you've grown to love this character through the comics, and you see how good the character is, and then when they do evil things, you're like, how can...
So it's like evil Willow and Buffy.
Yeah, exactly. And I just, there's gonna be no impact.
But Jean Grey's done so much in the movies, Lincoln.
Don't you even joke?
She Phoenixes.
I think you'd really like Unicorn Story. Okay. I do think that you'd like it.
Maybe I'll watch it one of these days. I won't. But
it's a feel good.
I don't like to feel good.
It's a feel good. I think because a lot of people, you know, you struggle with. I think a lot of people do struggle with it, you know?
Yeah, I want a unicorn and fucking eat it.
What Netflix movie did you watch?
I watched The Highwayman. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I saw a little clippy clip of it. I thought it looked interesting.
It's about the Texas Rangers that caught Bonnie and Clyde. So it's the tale of Bonnie and Clyde from their perspective. It starred Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson. How the fuck do you go wrong with that?
Well, see, that was the thing. When I saw who it was, that's what piqued my interest more than the actual, like,
what it was about. They were fucking great. They were so good.
Because I personally don't give a shit about Bonnie and Clyde.
I love the first movie. I never really... Are the original
movie?
Yeah, with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway.
I never saw it.
Yeah, it's really good. One thing I loved that they did in this is they don't show Bonnie and Clyde's face until the end. Because the movie's not about them. It's about these two old Texas Rangers that come back together. And they're such good actors that immediately you're like, these two have been friends their whole life. Like, it's such a believable
performance. So in the movie, were the two Rangers, they were friends?
Yes, it's a real story, you know, Bonnie and Clyde.
I know that, but I didn't
know
that
were caught by Texas Rangers.
Okay.
After the Texas Rangers had been disbanded.
I don't know anything about, like, the real-life story of Bonnie and Clyde, okay. Really.
They were fucking crazy people that just went state to state and killed and robbed people. So yeah, this is about the Rangers going after them. And it's mostly dialogue driven. It's a tale of friends coming together for this one last thing. It's a good, what's the movie with all the old people?
Expendables?
There you go. There you go. I love Woody Harrelson. I love Kevin Costner. If you like them, you will not go wrong with this. If you like the story of Bonnie and Clyde, it's good. Okay. It's just really, it's very interesting. It's, you know, the investigation side and the chase side and how people didn't want to help him because the Rangers weren't a thing anymore and they didn't have jurisdiction outside of Texas, even though they absolutely left Texas because they're like, who gives a shit? We're going after Bonnie and Clyde. Oh, good old Bonnie and Clyde.
Do you know what movie I almost watched instead of Unicorn Store?
What?
I almost watched a movie that I knew you were going to get mad at me for watching. Because I knew that if I rolled up in here and I said what it is, you were going to roll your eyes and you're just going to sit back and be like, God damn it.
You were going to watch The Babysitter, weren't you?
I was going to watch fucking Dances with Wolves again because it's Kevin Costner.
You can't do that.
But I can't do that because it's not an official Netflix movie. But I want to talk about Dances with Wolves this year.
No.
I want to talk about it, Kyle.
No, you can. You and Art do an episode. You talk about Dances with Wolves. He can talk about Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. What? It's his favorite movie.
Okay, all right. Is that really his favorite movie?
Yes.
Okay.
You judging him for that?
No, it's just that's a weird. I've never heard anybody say that that's their favorite movie.
That's his favorite movie. Since you don't follow Bonnie and Clyde, I think you would still find interest in it because of the performances.
No.
But if you did like it, it's really interesting, especially because much like the first movie doesn't touch on it, but this really touches on how idolized they were. Like they find them at one point, but their car gets surrounded for autographs, or when they're towing the car, and because they set up, so you don't know anything about Bonnie and Clyde.
No.
The Rangers set an ambush,
okay,
and they riddle them with like 500 fucking bullets in their car. They do not stop shooting on these two because they're so dangerous.
Yeah.
And then they tow the car back into town with the bodies still in it. And the crowds swarm the car and they're trying to pull the bodies out or pull stuff off of them because they saw them as celebrities, like larger than life celebrities. This is true. Natural Born Killers is a newer movie that touches on the same thing. People idolize them. And that's kind of the surreal, because that's in the movie. Because they're towing their corpses and people are trying to pull Bonnie's body out or pull her bracelet off or... People are upset at the law enforcement that they killed Bonnie and Clyde, who murder indiscriminately and rob banks.
See, and people think that it's weird that people want to fuck Ted Bundy. But then shit like that happened in the world.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been a fascination with that stuff. It's sick.
Yeah, really. There's always been the fascination and then also been like the actual like romantic shit with the serial killers.
When people saw Bonnie and Clyde, it's like modern day Robin Hood. They're robbing from the banks. Well, they're also murdering a lot of people. You know, like they were very, very bad people that in the days of no social media until, you know, they could get away with it a lot easier. I don't think they would last too long nowadays.
No.
I mean, they were writing letters, their names were out there, they would take pictures.
No, I don't know about that.
They were seen in town, people would take photos with them and get their autograph. No. Like it's not gonna happen. But it's a really good movie with fucking great performances. I love old fat Woody Harrelson. Kevin Costner. He's just Kevin Costner. He's to the point.
He's always great.
He plays the same character. Same performance every time. Maybe not character, but he's very Elliot Ness in this. It reminded me a lot of Untouchables. I love a scene where he goes and buys guns and he just keeps naming off guns. He's like, I will take all of them.
For some reason, I just imagine his character also being like the deputy from No Country for Old Men. Kind of that style.
Yeah, he's just a guy. He's just like, I got nothing left.
No.
And Woody Harrelson's like, I've never shot a woman, you know, and Kevin Costner's like, we have one thing. We're killing them.
Mm-hmm.
We're not bringing them back alive. We're murdering these people. And they tell this story about, I forget that where it was, but it was the last thing the Rangers did. And they kept going in like they were supposed to with the law. And there's a bandit camp like around the Alamo or something. Because Texas Rangers were like horseback.
Oh, okay.
You got to think. So they were disbanded, obviously, for their ways. But they would go in and say, hands up. Manos something. It was their thing they kept saying in the movie. Every time they did, the bandits would kill one of them. So then Kevin Costner, as the leader, finally says the last night. He's like, we go in after dark quietly, and we murder them all in their sleep. And that's what they did. They didn't show it in the movie, but it's the story he's telling. And Woody Harrelson's like, there was a kid trying to escape. He goes, I shot him dead. They just went in and just murdered everyone. But they're the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the good guys that hate what they do, but it's what they do. It's kind of the whole thing. Kathy Bates is in it. She's the governor of Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't get naked, though. That's a downfall.
Oh, shucks.
I really needed to see Kathy Bates' boobs again, you know?
Can't you just go on, what's that website?
Oh, I could just watch About Schmidt.
Oh, God. What's that website where you can just look at...
Oh, the celebrity boobs?
Yeah, well, there's the specific one that, like...
Of course you know.
You type in the movie... And well, because they did a joke about it in one of the movies that we watched recently, and it's like real. Oh, Mr. Skin, I think that's what it's called.
I'm not going in. But it was Mr. Super Skin.
Yeah, it was super big in like the 90s because you'd go and you'd be like, I want to see these boobs, and then people would upload the exact time that it happened, and then you could like on your VCR like do it, and then you'd be like, oh, there they are.
That's weird. I'd stick with Cinema Cats.
Is that a website?
Yeah. They'll show you cats in movies. Yep. We follow them on Twitter, Lincoln.
What would you give your movie?
I'm giving it an 8.5
right.
For performances alone. Yep. I mean, how do you go wrong with that cast? You can't. If Slender Man starred Woody Harrelson and Kevin Costner,
then you'd be like, oh,
it would have been the best fucking movie we watched of the year.
There is something that I'm going to give.
I hope Kevin Costner would have played this Slender Man.
A 1 out of 10, Kyle. You know what the 1 out of 10 is for?
What?
The Netflix membership going up in price.
It went up like $1.
Well,
$2.
Here's the thing. I've been grandfathered in because I've had Netflix for so long that I knew this day was going to come.
Oh my God, you got to raise $2. Lincoln.
No, I've been paying $6.99.
Oh, so you just doubled.
Yes.
Oh, fucking boo-hoo,
this
you
is
bitch.
The worst.
No, you know what's the worst? CBS All Access.
Oh, that shit's dumb.
You gotta fucking pay for it.
Well, yeah, and also because, like, The Twilight Zone...
is only on that. It's fucking stupid. That's why I looked at it.
They're monopolizing it. Or not monopolizing it.
They're killing a show. No one will watch it legally.
Yeah.
No one is going to watch that show legally.
It's the thing
why
that sucks now. Like,
would I pay extra for CBS shows when I can hook up a fucking antenna and watch CBS? It's fucking dumb. You already pay for cable. You got to pay again for the same channel?
I think this is just some kind of conspiracy theory.
I think they are just trying desperately.
Trying to get people to go back to cable.
Or they're worried that cable's dying.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, HBO Go works.
It's fucking stupid because
no, you don't pay extra for HBO Go,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah, basically every channel is going to have like their own streaming service and it's fucking aggravating.
If you're going to do that, then get rid of the channel.
Yeah.
Go 100% to that and then watch you. They won't because they'll fail. And they know that you're not fucking Disney. Disney is going to get away with the streaming service because they're fucking Disney. They did kill the vault and all those collectors are worthless collections now with their clamshell goddamn VHSs. Worthless.
Are those worthless now?
They will be when I can watch. Because remember before it's like Snow White, it's only available now. It won't be available for another 20 years to buy. Now it's like, bitch, I'll watch the thing on repeat. I don't give a fuck. I'll DVR that thing. I'll watch Snow White whenever I want. Takes the mystique out of Sleeping Beauty. We all now will be able to watch Song of the South if they actually put it on there.
Mm,
don't watch
you
Song
think
of
they will?
They said they'll all be available. Do I think they will? Yes. Do I think they should? It's not a good movie.
It's not good.
But
not,
I think they
unless
will.
Unless they do like the explicit.
But I think we talked about it before. I mean, Br'er Rabbit and stuff are still characters of Disney. So, you know. Mm. Kids now going to enjoy Thunder Mountain when they don't know what those characters are from? They don't know about the Briar Patch, Lincoln.
I don't know what about the Briar. I don't even know what that is.
They don't know about Uncle Remus either.
Who the fuck is Uncle Remus?
The racist stereotype in Song of the South.
Oh, okay. You is there an Uncle Romulus?
That's just silly, isn't it? That's just a silly thing you said. Did you watch anything else on Netflix, Lincoln?
No, I didn't. That's all I watched.
Did you watch Umbrella Academy?
No.
I want to.
I've heard nothing but good things about it.
I want to watch it. I want to watch House on Haunted Hill.
Okay, so fun fact, both of those Voltrons watch.
Oh, sweet. Tell them to get their own fucking podcast.
Because They
JC, do an episode on it.
Well, I got JC into Umbrella Academy.
How do you get into something you haven't watched?
Huh? No, the comics.
Oh, okay.
Because I read the first run of the comics, and JC asked me about it because she's been getting into comics a lot more, and I told her to read them.
I was
going to
say reading.
And so she read all the Umbrella Chronicles, and so then they watched
Umbrella
the show,
Chronicles?
Or Umbrella Academy,
I didn't know Umbrella Chronicles had a... We're getting into video games now?
And... yeah, she said it's really good, and then Lily watched The Haunting, and she said that it was also very good, and it was more so like...
It's hard for me to get into TV shows.
I don't watch TV. I will say
it in every episode, fuck Stranger Things, don't care.
Oh yeah, I'm over
Don't care about it. I'm not I'm watching it. Stranger Things. I just don't have time. It's hard to find time for a movie, which you've all seen with our episodes, and I promise soon these multi ones will die down.
Oh, like part... Oh, okay, sorry. I thought you meant multi-movie. I was like, what?
No. The multiple movies in one episode will die down for us. We're just... We're trying, guys. We're trying.
We're doing
shit,
it.
Shit, dog. Be glad we're fucking recording. God damn.
Yeah, I don't have time for TV, and I'm okay with that. I'm just over it. And a lot of times, I just don't care. I don't really care.
It's too much time investment for me.
Yeah, especially because...
You don't know how much of a struggle fucking Endgame is going to be for us.
I don't know, though, because remember, I've
you
had...
Go fuck yourself with a three-and-a-half-hour-long movie.
Have I talked about that on air?
Yes.
Okay.
Not on air. We're not on air.
Or, you know what I mean. Yeah. An episode about how
fuck
I like
a three-and-a-half-hour-long movie, Lincoln. Hey, you know what? Hateful Eight was good. It fucking hurt my spleen.
It's going to suck in the theater. Really bad.
It will.
Sitting there. Fuck. Do we want to go in town and see it? Or should we make a trip?
I'm not
somewhere?
Making a special trip and spending more money for
but
fucking Avengers.
But if we
movie.
Went to a good theater, maybe it wouldn't suck so bad. Because
Lincoln,
our asshole
Lincoln,
wouldn't hurt.
How hard is it for us to get to our theater once a week? Answer me this. When was the last time you and I went to the theater?
Oh, that's right.
Together. We're going to talk about movies in another episode. I don't know if it'll come before or after this. I'll do it whenever the fuck I want. Yeah. Deal with it. But we went separately. Fighting with my family was the last time you and I sat in the theater together. Before that, it was fucking Overlord.
Oh, that's right. It has been. Yeah.
We've been to two movies together in like 6 months.
Well, now it'll be better because I think fucking winter and fall movie times suck. Like, it is not good.
Summer's easier when school's out because they do late showings for
us.
And
then all day, every day, I can go see a fucking movie.
Because there's been a lot. It's like, oh, I want to see this. Oh, there's not a showtime we can go to.
Yeah.
So.
Because with what I work, with the hours that I work, the only day that we can both see a movie is Sunday.
At the late showing.
And so if the movie is not at the late showing.
Like Us.
Yeah, Us was not available for
not
the time
when we
that could
go. So.
Then we can't see it, and that fucking blows. And then they don't have the late showing during the week, so I can't even go see it.
No, because I work late during the week.
And then the showings that are earlier don't end on time for me to go to work. So...
Yeah, and then couple that with, like, later this year, there's three movies we want to watch on the same day.
Yeah.
We got to pick one, or we split them up.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're doing our best...
Doing our best and trying to see...
Much like last year, we missed a lot that we really wanted to see.
Yeah.
And we eventually will. I think we're at the focus now, or the point now, of if we watch a movie, we will talk about it in an episode, unless it's pornography.
Unless it's pornography.
I don't watch pornography. Not movies.
You're going to stand here.
No, not movies.
You're
going to
stand on your pedestal and tell people you don't watch pornography. Like the red-blooded Marlboro man that you are.
Not movies.
Who's
making it through a whole movie?
You can watch a whole movie.
Why would you?
You can watch your whole five-hour compilations of...
Why do you need that?
Big titty girls or whatever.
Why do you need that?
I don't know what you watch, Kyle. I don't know what you're into.
Stuck. I like them when they're stuck.
When they're stuck?
Have you seen this? Have you seen this?
Like, are you talking about the ones where
the people
like,
get stuck in something and then their step-sibling or
person like,
helps them out?
Oh, help me, Jimmy,
I'm stuck under the bed.
And then like,
that's in my butthole.
Yeah, they're stuck and they're like, oh, yeah, I can help you out. And then she's like, oh, why aren't you getting me out? And he's like, because I'm helping you out with this dick.
It's a fucking weird... Reddit's a weird place.
That's
where I found
weird.
It. That's fucking weird.
But isn't that what you're into, though?
It's incest stuck porn.
Yeah, that's two of the best things in the world.
Why?
Or you could do the ones where it's like catch wrestling and then the winner has to fuck the loser. Have you seen those?
Is there really a loser in that situation?
I'm combing through the hours of that porn that I've watched, and I'm going to say no.
It's porn's fucking weird.
Can we start a porncast now? Porncast.
No.
Because I'm just like, yeah, they fuck real good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I liked it when he put it in her butthole.
I liked it when they showed her boobies.
I liked it. I think it's really pee and they're not squirting.
That ain't real. That's just pee.
Say hi, Kevin Costner.
Brie Larson.
Good guy. How are we going to end this? Are we going to end it on porn? End with a cum shot. Like it.